I watched an Uber driver look me up and down and just go, no.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
God damn.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Look at him, look at him. He's getting fat. Fat people. He getting fat.
Well, shit the bed and fuck my fanny. It's another Monday morning here on the Real Ass Podcast. Luis J. Gomez is out on assignment. So it's your other boy, the international superstar Zach D'Amico, hosting with the one and only Mikey Figgs.
Let's go, bitches.
Everyone's like, this is a skip.
This is a skip.
Everybody skip, backed skip. Out of the chat.
Where's
the right now.
Where's the skip button?
Now show them titties.
We are joined by two wonderful gentlemen today on the show who we love having very, very much. Across the table from me, from the Out for Smokes podcast and Wrestle Roast, it's Scott Chaplin.
What's up, boys?
How you doing, boy?
I'm good. I feel nice today.
Feeling good. It's a good day. A little jog action here?
It's that extra hour getting in here, you know? The noon start is nice.
As opposed to the 11:45 start?
Well, but the 10:30 show up because you assume Lewis will be on time.
But it never starts at
12. That's your fault, though. At this point, so that's on you.
Yeah, what is that? What is that called? Just my trust?
I think it's Stockholm Syndrome.
Yes, it's Stockholm Syndrome. I was just told that a few times this week.
Didn't they say, they say the definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Right. Sure, yeah.
You know, well,
yeah, it's me rushing here.
It's not us.
It's me eating deep dish pizza.
He came here, he was covered in fucking sweat. I'm like, dude, what the
fuck? This always starts late. That's why I leave now at 11:30 for 12. Fuck that. And then Lewis always comes in at like 12:15. The fucking traffic was awful, man.
It's always
sucks.
Like someone in the world's fault. You're not going to believe it. The world.
Who left the garbage out front?
Turns out other people got to get places as well. And I didn't account for that.
Living in Jersey for fucking 7 years, he's still shocked by the fucking bridge.
Yeah,
being
he fucking
packed.
Sucks, right?
You know
that.
Sucks,
I hate
dude.
That motherfucker.
You know that voice? That's not a puppet from Staten Island. That's Doug Yurum.
Hello, guys. How's everybody?
Where is he? He's off on assignment.
No, he's doing something important.
Biggest stuff.
He's doing
tired
something
from
important.
Doing a 10-minute set at a baseball stadium.
Yeah, he's legitimately
tired
doing
from
something.
Doing 20 minutes of stand-up this weekend for more money than we'll ever make.
That's the first thing I saw. I was like, he's just doing 15 minutes.
I know. That's where you go sick, and then you just get to ride a bike with your friends.
That's fucking power boating, ski boating, and shit for 10 minutes. Boy, here fixing a fucking bathroom because it smells like shit. It smells like something died.
Yeah, Shannon, can we get an update on the Gas Digital app?
Yeah.
When's that going to drop?
What's wrong with the bathroom?
It smells like someone fucking died. It smells like mold and ass.
Yeah. I disagree.
Ladies in the booth, can you confirm or deny the bathroom smells like mold and ass?
Molded ass is the name of the episode.
I'm going to send New Dylan to go in there and smell.
Go in there,
like, give us a report, and is it molded ass?
Tell him to keep him in there until he goes nose blind.
I'm fucking getting hot, dude.
You are.
I'm fucking getting hot. I'm getting riled up now. This is the Lewis seat. I know what this feels like. Yeah. I'm getting upset. Look at the M&Ms. We got 7 interns in there, and she's on fucking Google Plus, and she's not doing the M&Ms. The fuck is going...
It's like doing a podcast with a fucking canary. Yeah. Anytime Fig sees an object, he just yells about it because he knows he has to fill the silence in his brain or else he's going to think people won't like him.
Sure.
So he just sees an object and there's M&M's out there. It's fucking nuts how scared of quiet this man is.
You got to embrace the silence.
What is that? Why?
Should she be filling up the M&M? She's on Reddit. What is she doing?
You grew up with a lot of sad people in the house?
Yeah, dude.
So silence meant sadness, right? Same really here, dude. Yeah, silence meant sadness. Like, no. Tucky, tucky, happy, happy, happy. Happy, happy, happy. And then everyone goes, dude, come, what are you, retarded? And I go, no, it's just everyone's miserable.
Come on, we're cooking for you, Mikey.
Mikey, we're making you fun.
We're making you nice.
Oh,
we're going to give you a cup.
We're going to give you 2 sandwiches today for lunch.
Wasn't that the best? Everyone's career here is just a microcosm when they were 5 years old and walk sure. around the house going, am I funny, mommy?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, no.
It's better than just being into trucks at five, and now you're in a truck right now.
Yeah, congratulations, 90% of the people listening.
Well, you walked in and you were like, did you see AEW? And you're like, Jenny Ortega. Oh, my God. He was amazing. Yeah.
So we're yes, still five.
Wait, what? Did you just say the girl that plays Wednesday?
Yeah. No, Kenny Omega. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. You said Jenny Ortega.
It's Jenny Ortega. No cocaine for me, guys. Coffee.
Oh, he really does hate silence.
Yeah, see?
He grabbed that coffee.
Give him
no cocaine for me.
And he's bringing it up.
I gotta press a button. And there we go.
I'm gonna practice breathing right now. Let's reset.
Hey, could you do the opposite? And I'm kidding. I love you very much, my friend. Let's get plugs out of the way. Doug, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
July 14th, I'll be in Connecticut at Filthy Comedy. And the whole month of July, I'll be at the Lantern every midnight, every Saturday at midnight. And then I got some I don't know. Just go to my Instagram at the Doug Urim. There's more stuff there. I don't remember what else.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. This weekend, I'm in Detroit with Lewis.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Detroit, what up?
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm going to try my best to not just treat you like you only are supposed to know about Eminem. Every comic goes there and it's just... But why not? I mean, that's part of the reason we do comedy is Eminem, so shout out to Detroit.
Hell yeah.
We will be there this weekend, me and Lewis, and then probably some other guy, right? I don't know how that works. And then Alpha Smokes podcast. I don't know. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, check it out. Figs?
Hell yeah. Shit, I'm at the Village, too. If you guys are around, come see me and Doug. I'm going to be there Friday. Yeah, yeah. You there Friday?
This Friday?
Yeah.
No, I'll be there Saturday.
Yeah, I'll be there next Friday. Subscribe to the YouTube page. You guys have been supporting it. I love you guys. Fucking make sure you watch The Thing Is
Thing.
And hell yeah, love you guys. At Comic Mike Figs.
Absolutely fantastic. Hey, guys, if you want to check me out, I got a bunch of shit coming up. This Friday, the 30th, I'm at the brand new Laughing Stock Comedy Club in Grantville, Pennsylvania. Is that a Holiday Inn outside of Hershey, Pennsylvania that they just opened? Yeah!
It's all right. Yeah. Hold on.
Both comedy,
let's
folks.
Go. Let's go.
Then on July the 1st, I am at the Great American Trash, which is a backyard barbecue, wrestling, and burlesque, and a million other things. I'm doing stand-up during the day and wrestling managing at night. That's at the Monarch in Brooklyn. Then on the 4th, we got a secret wrestling party. Also in Brooklyn, DM us for details, but there's going to be wrestling, there's going to be rapping, and there's going to be barbecue, beers, burgers, fucking, it's going to be a hell of a day.
Yeah, party, man.
July the 8th, Catalyst Wrestling at Chilo's in Brooklyn. And then I got more stand-up coming up soon. I think I'm doing the Portland Comedy Festival, Side Splitters, and me and Lewis will be in Austin. And if you want to bring up Lewis's dates real quick, like Scott said, Lewis is at the Detroit House of Comedy this weekend on the 30th and July the 1st. On August the 10th, 11th, and 12th, the League of the Skanks are going on a live theater tour in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts, and Connecticut. And if you want to see that, they are going to do Yonder Bags, and it's going to be a very, very exclusive type of deal. You're going to see the most offensive live show on earth. Please support that. And then Lewis is going to be at Zany's in Rosemont in Illinois, October the 27th and 28th. You and I will also be in the Creek of the Cave in September. And I think we're doing Kill Tony. We're going to be all over the place that week.
Hell yeah, dude.
And thank you very much for tuning into the show. If you love the show, go to gasdigital.com, promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it. If you don't, go screw. And merchengine.com. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show. It really means a lot to us.
Also, Zach, July 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Oh, yes, July 10th, 11th, and 12th. Gas is filming the inaugural half-hour series. Please, you can get free tickets online at merchengine.com. Still a few tickets left. There's two shows each. I believe Lewis and Dave are sold out, but there's still tickets for Colm and Voss, as well as Kurt and Jordan. And the last night is going to be an after party. If you have tickets to any of those nights, you're welcome to the after party at the Cutting Room. Every comic in the city is going to be there. Come hang out.
Yeah.
You didn't even read that? You fucking memorized all that shit?
I sit next to him.
Oh, fuck.
That's pretty good.
Jesus.
Yeah. I'm not bad at that.
You're really good at it.
I don't know how the fuck you did that. I can't remember my fucking plugs that I just got this morning, and you fucking rattled off an entire encyclopedia of plugs.
Because I sit next to him quietly 3 days a week. I'm absorbing. I'm not the...
Yeah, that's what it
this
is.
This is information.
No, 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 baby. I'm absorbing Lewis's date.
This is information.
The more dates Lewis gets, the bigger pants I have to buy, honey.
This is all... I'm filled with information.
Lewis is doing really well. Yeah. Shit,
that's
Lewis
all
is doing
that
great.
Is.
Lewis killed it.
Lewis fucking killed it, dude.
No, honey.
You look fully loaded. Dude.
Baseball stadiums, baby.
I'm going to do my own thing.
Fully loaded, dude.
That looks so fun. I'm really proud of Lou. And
oh, it's so cool, right?
Because, really,
I mean,
cool, dude.
The first stand-up show I ever went to was in high school. I was like 16. I went to Traveling Virus. So my first stand-up show was seeing Louie, Patrice, I mean, Bobby. And, you know, Bobby was like the least successful one at the time, and he was still like unbelievable. And now you can go and see Louis, Three Ladies. No, no, no. You can
Sheba
have fun,
Mason.
No, it's amazing. It's the coolest shit in the world. And, you know, yeah.
Yeah, no, we're
it's
really
fucking
happy for everybody.
Dave
Attell. It looks,
Attell,
so, it looks fucking,
yeah.
So much fucking fun.
It's the coolest, man. They're living the dream. You don't get bigger than that, right? They don't make stadiums.
I'd be terrified.
You go from a fucking stadium. That's
I would
it.
Be terrified. There's so many. No,
well, you
people.
Just you're the one. You're the reason people go, I guess. And you know, it would be Lewis's stadium show instead of Burt's. But then, where do you go?
What's the biggest stand-up show of all time?
Ooh,
probably like
Kevin
a Gabriel
Hart.
Iglesias
Didn't
or
he
Kevin
break
Hart.
The
Dane Cook.
No, I think it might be Kev.
I think yeah, he broke the record at that last stadium he did, whatever the fuck that was.
I want to say Phillies. You might be right.
Was that what it was? Yeah, Phillies I think stadium. That's it. Yeah.
I watched a video. Have you ever watched Metallica do Russia before the, like, right as the wall?
Yeah,
was
yeah,
down?
Yeah.
1.6 million
Dude,
people.
Jeez, a Lord. Sea of fucking people. When they had the aerial cam,
see,
it's fucking insane.
You can't see the end of it.
Wow.
It's one of the craziest fucking videos I've ever seen. And I can't imagine. It's got to be so different doing comedy in the arena because, like, there's no ceiling. So the laughs aren't going to come back to you.
Yeah. They got to pipe that into you somehow, though, right? There's
yeah,
no
but
way.
The timing must be. Because I've heard people like explain how different it is.
Yeah.
Where like basically you can't wait for your like you have to assume they're there. Mm.
That's
and you have to look
awful.
Up because your natural instinct is to look at the front row like you're doing comedy.
Yeah,
oh, sure.
But like that looks weird to everybody.
Unless you're one of those autistic comics around. That just looks off into the fucking distance while he's on stage. He just looks up at the ceiling the whole time.
That felt personal.
Lewis, we need you to turn around, face the crowd, Lewis. Lewis.
Material to the backdrop.
But it does look really fun. And we're really proud of all our buddies fucking out there. And I know they were having fun. I got a phone call at fucking the middle of the night on Saturday. It sounded like they were having a good time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you saw the Big nice. J and you bring. Imagine someone brings your daughter to a party. You're like, thanks, Bert.
Yeah, I saw,
cool,
I saw
dude.
His reaction and I was like,
yeah, hey guys,
I don't know if
everybody
happy.
Put their seatbelts on. What are we doing?
Oh, dude.
Lewis.
Everyone put your helmets on. Why?
For people that don't, know, Bert surprised Jay on Father's Day by flying his daughter
his
in.
His daughter. Hey, thanks a lot.
His adult daughter.
Lewis and Jay, they were like doing the fucking the ski hockey. They were yeah. having so much fun and the daughter walks and he drops like, oh, baby.
And
he's like rethinking how he has to change the entire yeah. night.
You
now.
See him literally like figuring out who he has to text to be like, abort, abort.
The baby or the plans? Both.
I missed you so much, honey. Thank you for coming. Yeah. Oh,
they were playing
wow.
House of Dead,
yeah,
too.
Hold on, real quick. I got to cancel all the fun shit I was about to do for the next 24 hours.
Oh, do with all that
Are
coke in the hotel room. Son of a bitch.
Did you eat, baby? Oh, let me get you some food. Come on. Oh, fuck. I can't play.
These are all the comments. This is Fortune. You know, this is Chad Daniels. This is Jay Farrell. Let's go this way.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, real quick, I want to talk to you about actually one of my favorite sponsors we have here on the network. For the smoothest cannabis smoking experience, guys, you need a freezeable pipe, a bubbler, or bong from our friends at Freeze Pipe. If you're tired of harsh smoke, coughing attacks, or that dragon throat feeling, then try an icy freeze pipe and start enjoying clouds so smooth you'll check if the bowl is even lit. I'll lay it down for you guys real easy. Freeze pipe has bubblers, they have hand pipes, they actually have a dab rig for you as well, and the secret to them is a freezeable glycerin chamber that comes on every piece. All you gotta do is pop it in the freezer for about an hour. And then once you take it out, when you smoke, the smoke goes through this icy chamber in a bunch of little curls, and it instantly cools for an easy on-the-lungs toke. I use the freeze pipe at home. I absolutely love it. So for the smoothest smoking glass pipes, bubblers, and bongs, visit thefreezepipe.com and use the code RAP, R-A-P, for 10% off your entire order. That's thefreezepipe.com, promo code RAP for 10% off.
Check it out. Shop today. Shipping is always free, and your throat and lungs will thank you. Check it out. Let's get back into the show.
All right, let's get some stories out of the way. So this is going to be my most Norm MacDonald story reading of all time. Men with long noses have bigger penis, new study says.
Oh, yeah.
However, the study was done by dirty Jews.
sneaky cocksuckers. Those motherfuckers.
Dirtbags.
Tell us about it, Shannon.
So they're saying that there is a correlation between the length of the nose and the penis because of exposure to testosterone in the womb. Mm. And they actually have numbers here. So they say that if a man's nose, let's say, measures 1.7 inches long, so that's from like the eye, from in between the eye to the tip of the nose.
Okay, so we're going, all right, I understand.
Yeah, the full length of the nose. If it's 1.7 inches long, then they will most likely have a non-erect penis that is 4 inches.
Do we have a ruler?
Yeah, do we have a tape measure?
I want to check this out here.
They really try to separate, divide men by, because they used to not say non-erect. Yeah. They would just like talk about a dick. Like, yeah. Turns out most hard dicks are pretty much the same.
Yeah.
It's the erect, it's the soft dicks everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
Why
are we talking about soft dicks? No one presents a soft dick.
Nobody does.
Nobody.
But men get
judged. What a guy's doing at home.
But men get judged on their soft dick, which is unfortunate. You shouldn't get judged.
I've heard this. My soft dick is I got a good soft dick.
My soft dick is in my body right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a solid soft dick.
Yeah, but
wait, what? Yeah, I got an almost hard soft dick. I think the biggest issue with my soft dick is when it gets hard, you go, oh, okay.
Well, you got a nice nose.
You got a big dick, and then it gets hard, you go, oh, okay.
Oh, still. Give me that fucking.
You guys are dicks in the corner.
Let's do it. Here we go, guys. Here we go.
It's from between your eyes.
We're
going to
start measuring our cocks.
Here's Scott, read,
it's like
read.
A little below your belly button. You know where your cock is?
It's supposed to be over 1.7 inches. So go from between your eyes, tip your nose.
Ladies, I mean.
Oh, like, man, this guy's rocking a hog.
My boy's got a schlug hog.
What is that? Oh, dude, that's almost 2 inches from my fucking eyes to my nose.
So it says the other number it gives is 2.1 inches, an average penis of over 5 inches long.
Nice. Sluts in the booth. How does this make you feel? Where can we go to the slut cam?
Between your eyes, yeah.
And this brother's got a curve in his nose.
Yeah, I got a busted nose.
You have to like straighten, you know when you straighten your dick out? So you're like, no, it's not that, it's
this.
That's
weird. My dick does the same thing. It's like fucking squeezed.
Do you have to do that thing where you push the center of your dick to get it straight?
Yeah,
because it bends sometimes?
Of course, I have
you're
to,
the man, dude.
My dick, fuck it, it does have a wicked curve.
Why do you ask me a question? I gotta do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Wait, it's that way? It's not from the
nose? No, it's to the tip of the nose. It's yeah, it's to your tip of your nose.
I have a small nose.
Yeah, I have a little button nose. This is going to go good for me. That's nothing.
This is bullshit.
Here's the thing. I've seen Zach's penis.
No,
and the nose, the penis, it goes.
Well, I got tiny hands. I got tiny feet.
Yeah.
You didn't
tell me. I got a small chubby.
Thanks, what
genetics.
I got.
You got almost
like
3
inch there.
No.
Oh, what do you mean? From where? From the nose to the tip?
Well, it's because of the glasses.
Oh, yeah, take the glasses.
Oh, you got a nice
inch. It's like when they say if you shave your pubes, you
Got
it
looks like a bigger dick.
It takes off.
Now, wait, does it count if I push my cheek fat back really, really hard before I measure?
Take a picture from the aerial view.
From underneath?
Yeah, can I start at my chin?
Yeah.
You got to disguise the hands.
What if my nostrils can open real wide? Is that hot to some chicks?
Whoa, I got a hog, dude.
Two holes right here.
Now, Shannon, is the second half of this study the nostril width to penis length?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that might reveal some things.
They haven't released that yet.
Okay. I'm just, you know, just certain people are known for more nostril
than
nose
true.
Length.
Yeah.
It's and that's width. A different kind of big dick.
I agree.
Girls like that. You got to fill the hole, you know?
Yeah, even if it's 3 inches.
If it's an inch and a half, you got to fill that hole. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? My penis does it like my nose. It's
so,
just
Shannon, is there a race or anything that they associate with the big nose, or is just a study for noses? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're leaving it up to your own racism.
I think the latter, but it does say at the end that researchers found that men in Ecuador have the world's most well-endowed men with an average of 6.93 inches.
Mama Ecuador?
Ecuador.
What about Africa? Are we forgetting about that?
Can you have Frank Sinatra?
I think that's like old research.
Every time Doug
the
talks,
idea
I
that
want
Africa is the biggest dick guys. That's old research.
Yeah,
you know?
To be honest, I've seen some real combo breakers in my day.
What the hell's a combo?
I've seen some small black dicks.
Yeah.
Oh,
some
yeah.
real stereotype destroyers.
Fat guys or skinny? Were they fat or
no? Medium.
Well, black people always break the record, so they got the biggest dick.
They do.
It's
yeah.
also like one guy has who has the smallest dick is a black guy. For
Dredd has the biggest cock. You know who Dredd is?
No.
Ladies, pull up Dredd.
Yeah, we actually talked about him on SDR the other day. Yeah. This thing is...
Dredd's got a hog on him.
It's unfortunate.
Who the hell is Dredd?
But
he's like, fuck, Judge Dredd. Who the fuck is? Every time Doug talks, I want Sinatra music in the background.
Yes.
You can't, right? Because some guys just have giant dicks, but it's like, oh, well, it's a tumor, and it wasn't removed, and so it's stretched skin.
Yeah, those are like, that's like...
That's Dredd.
That's unfortunate dick.
Oh, that's
Jesus,
Dredd.
There you go.
All right, guys on YouTube, enjoy this part of the show.
I hate when dudes are like, yeah, but you can't even get it all the way in. Good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
what a burden.
That's like having too much money. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, who's this woman? I'm familiar with her face.
Angela White.
It's my aunt.
Yeah, she's a good.
Now show them titties.
Angela White is toy. Very toy.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to, of course, anybody here would trade for that. Yes.
Yes, of course.
Of course. Just for the freak show aspect of it.
Yeah. I would definitely want that. You want a shocked reaction every time you pull out your prick. That's exactly what I would
Well, and the thing about
try doing it on a playground
is it's like
that's a good point.
You get the response you want
a shocked reaction every time you pull out your cock.
Well, it becomes like not harassment at that point. It becomes everybody's interested in seeing it.
Well, they have to prepare for him, Scott. So I think she has an interview where she's like, "When I have anal, I use like a little dildo." She goes, "But
wait,
when
she's
I'll,
Australian,
yeah, but she's like, but when I'm with Dredd,
does she just talk like that from the amount of ass fucking."
Yes, yeah. No, she's Australian, and she talks about Dredd, and she's like, "I have a separate dildo for Dredd to prep my ass and my
clam." That's terrible. Jesus that's Christ. Yeah, that's a crime.
He's making money.
The girl we interviewed on SDR the other day, Shannon, if you remember, was talking about how she was supposed to do a scene with Dredd. And it wound up becoming a blowjob, handjob scene.
Oh, that's funny.
Because she couldn't fuck.
A headlock. A headlock takeover scene.
Yeah, she noogied him until he came.
Rear naked choke on a fucking cock.
Whatever you do, don't call it noogie porn. Your people get the wrong idea.
Yeah, you're
well,
I still like you're like Dredd. Who the fuck is Dredd?
I have no idea who the
you're
fuck
talking
that
about Stallone.
He was a giant cocked black man the whole time.
Rocky Marciano has the biggest.
I think, yeah, that's right. Dredd. Undefeated
he's the best
record.
Some other
undefeated.
Big dick boxer. Yeah.
He would have beat Muhammad Ali. That's bullshit. Yeah.
Are we talking about 1920s dick?
Italians only know Italians. Which
that's
is what
it.
I love.
Yeah, that's it. We don't pay attention. To
you're like an encyclopedia. You know everything, and he just only hears the Italian.
Yeah,
part.
That's the only part I heard. Like, yeah, pull up the fucking guy in Italy. He's got a giant. Dick, I heard.
I know a porn star. Yeah. Put up Freddie Frankfurter. Yeah. Pull him up. I know
that's my friend Rocky. He's hung like a fucking bull.
Well, you got what's his name?
Yeah, to quit the industry. He got mixed up with Blow, and he got some charges. But you know, back in his day.
Back in his day, that's
Italian.
That's
Shannon knows. Shannon knows the Italian guy.
Real racehorse.
It's like it's called. He has one name, and he had a documentary.
Franco.
Franco. It's something like
Jesus.
That.
He's Italian. Yeah, Jesus is Italian.
He had that one porn star on Easter. What's his name?
No, I know
you know what I'm talking about. He had a documentary on Netflix. And he's kind of aggressive with the girl. Rocco,
yeah.
Rocco. His
Rocco,
name is Rocco.
That's it.
His name is Rocco. Hey, Rocco.
Yeah, he would knock the piss out of women.
Is that him? Super sexy Italian porn star, Rocco.
Rocco's
yeah.
Freddy, yeah.
He cocks them Buttman. Down.
He's Buttman.
He's Buttman?
He's who?
Buttman.
Is he?
Buttman.
Yeah. He has a Buttman series.
Really?
I don't know what this is. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I have to say,
my friend.
This show is the most consistent podcast I've ever been on. Every time I'm here, there's always a cock on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
Every
yeah.
time.
And we have to rate
always.
It.
Yeah, yeah. We always have to be like, yeah.
Is it tight
that.
Or night?
Yeah,
we have to, like,
Four dudes in a room, not gay.
Here's the thing. We just talked about cocks by country size. We also have an article related. The country with the largest breast sizes are revealed.
Oh.
I say before we get the list. Shani, could you tell us how they got the information, and then let's guess some what we think some number ones are.
Yeah. Bunch of Indians going, send boobs. And then they found out whoever sent them to other Indian guys.
Have you tried unplugging your tits and plugging them back in?
It doesn't say how they came to these numbers.
Okay.
But
so
I do have the top 20.
Oh, you have the top. So let's take some guesses around the table. Biggest
picks?
I'm going to go somewhere Scandinavian.
Yeah.
thinking Norway, Sweden, but I do think the UK might be a sleeper because you see some fat British tits sometimes.
That's true. Yeah. Wait, are we also talking about fat people too? Because there's some fat bitches that have giant
Tits. Are they doing proper measurements? Because then it would be America. Is
the Pride Parade a country? Because I saw a lot of fucking flappers.
Oh, yeah, there was some fucking flat tires there.
A lot of pancakes. I don't know. Was it you and I talking about it at the stand where there's tits that you see where you go like only in America? Like it's only...
You mean that girl at the stand we were talking about?
There's countries that are
the
like
giant...
a certain type of free where you can go like have fun with the tits.
The girl
and then you get to like be inventive with tits. That's like three
places. Yeah, the girl that hangs out at the stand with the fucking... The tits that fucking... Everyone goes, oh my God.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Wait, is
yes.
she fat?
Left
she
fur? Like a... What are you talking about?
No, she's a tall, thick chick.
You know there's like a type of tits out there that you could grab your mom and go like, Ma, look, the tits. And like, yeah. It's not sexual. She just goes, God, the tits. And she goes, baby, honey, look, you know.
Yeah.
You grab the family and take pictures of the tits. Those kind of tits.
These are monumental. Your whole day turns around.
Oh, yeah. The whole room. And nobody was like, hell yeah.
Everyone
was
just like, son
oh,
of
my
a
God.
Bitch.
Yeah, it look was so much that. Like, wow. Like when a midget
I mean, she also
up.
Had like a napkin on.
Yes, yeah. Of course. Yeah. But is that just, are they just not making shirts for them types of titties?
Yeah, yeah, she could wear a fucking turtleneck.
Yeah, buy a bib.
Yeah.
Yeah, something.
I'll
yeah.
tell you this.
She wants them out.
I'll tell you this, great Don Rickles.
They look great. Say? Big tits look
guy's a scientist.
Great in a turtleneck. There's something about a turtleneck and giant tits that look fucking fantastic.
Oh, I love it. Especially a black turtleneck and just that like,
yeah, and just the natural curvature of the fucking earth there.
You know what I like?
And then a gold chain and you give them cash for Christmas.
And a pot of Brajol, you know, wrapped in rope. You know what I'm talking about?
It's my cousin.
I had the funniest interaction with that girl. It was the most. She walked up to me and she goes, I know you. And I'm like, hey, how are you? She goes, you were at the Devo concert. And I'm like, oh my God, yeah, this is a great conversation starter. I go, dude, I fucking love Devo. And she goes, yeah, I took my dad. It's his favorite band. And I was just like, oh, good. What a great fucking conversation.
You got a fucking in right there.
And she
there.
Literally walked in and goes, you like the same music as my dad. And then walked away.
Yeah. And she has the same taste in men as her father. Yeah. Fuck her, stupid bitch. Don't shut up.
Yeah, don't shut up.
I was watching open micers try to hit on her for 20 minutes.
Oh,
it was
no.
So much fun.
Oh, no.
Just striking out hard.
Of course.
Oh, boy.
Fucking weirdos. Fucking you know, young, stupid kids.
I'm dumb kids. I'm going to go eat. I think Africa, dude. You know those
Africa?
National Geographic.
Again, I think this is old
right
information. Possibly propaganda. So I'm looking at,
You think it's propaganda?
I think equator has to do with titties. I think earth Heat. Shape, right? Gravitational pull.
Yeah, I like it.
Everyone's talking about genetics.
It.
Let's talk like about it. The world, boys. I titties. What's the closest place to the equator? That's where the biggest tits
Ecuador,
are.
Ecuador. And that was just what
Ecuador?
We talked about.
The giant
maybe
cocks.
Has something
is that
the
just
hawks?
The closest name to the equator?
Gravitational pull.
Yeah, so anyway, yes, somewhere on the equator. I'll go with Ecuador or like a...
Chile?
Chile.
Chile's Chile. A good one.
Yeah, Chile. I like Chile, maybe.
I do. When they get Chile, the nipples get hard.
Oh, fuck. Where's the button for you? Where's
you
the
hit
Zach
that
button?
Button?
Where's the Zach button? Zackle snake. Zackle snake.
Zackle snake. Zackle snake. So are we...
I'm going with the same one, Scandinavian, because of the Vikings.
I feel like they're
going
to be white. I feel like they're going to be big, milky white
like
ones.
Pale white ladies.
Sweden.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like blue veins.
Yeah. Yes.
Or Germany.
By, yeah.
Germany's got those... Big fucking burly
like whole
brooks.
Milk. Just picture, like close your eyes and picture just chunky milk. Where would you get that? That's where them titties is.
Hot places.
Hot places, yeah.
Do we have an answer, Shannon?
Yeah,
or are we
Shannon,
just gonna
Shannon's
be, like throwing out names?
Shannon, give us starting from 10.
Okay. By the way, they're also including their BMI because they do say that in countries where the women are heavier, their boobs are bigger. And there is one country that is the only one that has a healthy BMI attached to their boob size, and I'm going to tell you that when
that's
we get
Sweden.
To it.
Okay.
Okay, number 10, with a size from B to C, is Canada.
Okay.
Okay.
Number 9, the Netherlands, B to C. Mm. Number 8 is Sweden, B to C.
Swedish tits.
Colombia, B to C. Number 6 is Venezuela, B to C.
Oh, yeah. Germans went there.
What's up with all these Puerto Ricans having big sex organs? Yep.
Number 5 is the UK, a C.
Okay.
UK. Number 4, right. The United States, a C.
USA. USA.
Also, the United States has the highest BMI.
Yep. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. There's some fat bitches walking around with fat tits.
Yeah.
And number three is Iceland, C.
Nice.
Number two, Luxembourg, C.
Not
a real place.
Yeah, next, Germany.
It's a little island off of the coast.
I feel like care about old literature to know.
God,
about
you're saying
now?
This like it's a mean thing. They just told us where Titty Island is.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a great point.
Titty Island. There's the name of the episode.
Number one, size C to D is Norway.
Ooh.
Wow.
He hit it on the fucking head.
I need to see proof. I'm not familiar with Norway.
Those are Viking genetics,
yeah,
right?
Channing.
There.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's yeah. fucking it's
Play
a fuck, some bitch
wood.
With a fucking helmet with horns on it.
Exactly. Yeah. And they took all the hot bitches and stuck them in fucking Norway with giant tits, big asses. Those bitches can move weight.
Now, I think you got I think we just found out what's happening. Big tits are a Viking trait. Yes. In order to get large titties, you need giant men.
Yeah,
you guys are gay.
Yeah.
I've noticed shit like that. Every time a dude is like, this is what I like, and then you find out it's because the men are the hottest or something, and you go, what?
Yeah. Now, question, not to play devil's advocate here, but Lewis isn't here, so somebody has to.
Yeah.
Is it the men make the biggest tits, or they spent hundreds of years as Vikings raping the biggest titted women?
That's what it is. That's what it is. They fucking took the biggest titted women and they put them together on a ship and they're like, now go procreate in our country.
what came first, the tits or the rape?
Me.
I gotta see Norway titties.
Yeah, Shannon, can you show us some fat Norwegian titties?
Come on, please. Natalie, do
those girls have wide shoulders and shit.
I once had a girl.
So, real quick, the
you
one.
Norwegian wood?
Guys, Shannon's talking. Have respect.
Sorry, Shannon.
The one of the top 20 that actually had a decent BMI was Denmark. And as I'm searching for the boobs, what keeps coming up is Danish chicks. So I'm just going to show you a couple pictures.
All right,
but
there
they
we go.
Seem to have, like,
I go for a nice little Danish.
The best overall.
Those
figures.
Are natural tits.
Yes,
who is this
natural.
Woman?
Those are
where are her tits?
Okay,
what are we talking about?
Okay, guys, these are called
shot.
Sneaky C's.
Yeah,
skinny girl. You don't think they're huge, but they're actually kind of like hangers. Yeah,
she's got to stand up.
Skinny C's.
She's useless to us.
Hello, baby.
Swedish.
She looks like she's ready to fuck Sean Connery or something. Now we're talking.
That's a Latina, though.
That
right?
is a Latina. I love the way
she's
Doug talks.
British.
I want that to be my.
She's British. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. I know a fucking Mexican when I see one, all right?
She's posing Puerto Rican. You're confusing
you're
the brides.
Right.
Yeah.
You're very smart,
she goes,
Scott.
People think Puerto Rican. She goes,
Scott really is an encyclopedia.
Yeah.
Where'd those gold hoops come from?
He's pretending to be Puerto Rican.
Oh, you saying you want me to pose like I'm Kim Congdon?
Poppy. You don't know a poppy, bitch.
What, you want me to look like Kim Congdon?
Yeah, I'll do a Kim Congdon pose for you. Hey, Poppy.
Hey, bro.
I don't know my father.
Then she talks, it kills every hard on in the room.
I'm hard as a brick. The picture after this was just Heidi Klum, wasn't it?
Is that Heidi Klum?
Yep.
That is, right?
Get the fuck out of here, Heidi.
She's all right.
Germany.
She's got a manly jaw.
Yeah, it's too much to face. I don't like
I mean, obviously these women are all
beautiful.
The fuck is
that? Yeah, they're picking. I'm
but like, when you picture big titties, I want to see some sloppy titties.
Yeah, I want to see some like, renaissance
the most standard, boring.
Dude, fucking renaissance fair tits are beautiful.
For shits and giggles, just pull up Angela White's tits. Just for shits and giggles.
Wait. Nobody heard what Zach just said?
These are like tits that audition for American Idol. You go, this isn't the real talent of tits.
Wait, hold on. Zach just fucking said something.
Non-talented titties.
We all just laugh at the Asian one.
That's fucking
What did you say, Zach?
Dude, Renaissance fair tits? That was a fucking great reference.
Yes, holy I think what we're looking for are the big, fat, hoisted up to the air Renaissance fair.
Yeah, that was
tits.
Fucking
where
right
they
on
get
the nose.
Where they get the fold between the shoulder and the
tail. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
we know her.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
No, get a picture. Type in like.
Thank you guys, for ladies in the booth, for that.
The first 20 years of photography. In the Soviet
you want black
Union.
And white titties? Like, I don't want no black and white titties.
Those are giant titties, though. You guys are cowards.
Those are depressing. Those are sad titties.
You're committed to a time period. You
that
guys,
is
like,
true.
You,
I don't want a great
what
depression
fucking
titties.
Homosexuals. This is a group of men who like are afraid of like pussy that isn't shaved. Like cowards. This
who's
generation
afraid
is
of that?
Losers.
Who
but
said
just
that?
Losers. No, no, yeah. I'm saying this, there's like
dude, I'm not a homosexual. I have an average penis.
That base sex on like the last 5 years. Sex is like pussy isn't a trend, boys. Pussy is everlasting, and I'm down for every version of it ever. Okay, on an evolutionary chart.
Even chlamydia. That's kind of in there.
What do you not? Well, yeah, okay, that's good. But
I mean, we are in the grand scheme of things, we're extremely lucky that we're not in like. anything before the 1900s.
That's true.
Oh no, everybody the freedom stunk we back had then. Is insane.
Pussy would have been
nobody
rough.
Ate it. Yeah, that was yeah, not, no. that didn't exist till like 1920. Eating pussy.
Yeah, I got
right
a fight with the Indian guy. He was like he was a scammer.
No, really?
And I'm like, I was like, buddy, you're not gonna get. I just talked to him regular. I go, I got you already. Like he said something stupid. And I was like, buddy, come on, were you kidding me? And he goes, you eat pussy. I'm like, what? He goes, you eat pussy.
They think you're gay.
And I go, that's not an insult, dude. And he goes, like,
that's one of them fucking foreign insults where they're like, you guys eat pussy.
He said, you eat pussy.
Like,
yeah.
You are the shit. Yeah. You are the shit.
He told me I eat pussy. I was like, all right.
You're
like,
all blood clot or whatever Mexican, not Mexicans, Jamaicans call
them. Yeah, Mexicans. They're all the same. You are the shit, Scott Chaplin. Yeah, you motherfucker.
I mean, of course, we all know Sopranos. Fucking, you know, if you suck pussy, you'll suck anything, etc. Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of the best sponsors in the world, and that's our good friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. They have the best strains of Kratom, they have the best customer service, and they support everything we do here at the network. So stop going to smoke shops, gas stations, and bodegas and getting just a little bit of Kratom at a time when you go to our good friends at YoKratom.com for a full kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door for just $60. Check it out, guys. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the show.
Here's a question.
I don't make the rules.
I'm sorry to cut you off. So back then, you're saying the pussy was rough. But here's the thing. The food back then didn't have all the bullshit. They were eating kind of like, you know, good food, natural stuff. So maybe the pussy was okay.
But they weren't bathing.
Because now
then.
The pussy's
they're
all
wearing
tainted.
Eight pairs of underwear. Exactly. They've never
met
a razor before.
It was all natural. There was no chemical soap or none of that shit. It was all natural.
They wore wigs because they had like diseases and they had scabies and shit hiding under their real
hair.
They
had to like hide all their
flaws.
Right. Didn't know that part. Yeah. Thanks.
No, what people go like, oh, it was fashion. They had to lie to you and tell you it was fashion because they had bugs on their
heads. Yeah. They all had lice and shit.
Yeah, dude, they had like scabs everywhere.
I thought everything was natural and clean. What are you talking about?
Okay. Rough. I would assume that like pussy and dick and ass were the first things they like tended to in terms of cleanliness.
I mean, you would
die.
Hope so, right?
But then everybody
because
like,
you die, you have to.
But they
baby powder and shit.
I know. Yeah.
And E. coli. Their food was covered in fucking E. coli.
Yeah. But they did all right.
They were washing their pussy in a puddle behind the house.
That's true.
Yeah, but the water
before the rivers were polluted.
But there was exactly there was no pollution in the river, so it's just clean water. Everybody's fresh.
No,
you know,
I bet it was horrible.
It was terrible. It was.
Really?
People didn't bathe that much. There was no air conditioning.
People were having fun. They were at sex houses.
Yeah, you know, he's looking at it like
it might be like when you live in Jersey and you don't know it smells.
Yeah.
Like, so I grew up in Seacaucus. Everyone's like, why does Seacaucus smell like that? And I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah, you go nose blind.
Yeah, or it's like when you, so like, every time you drive on the turnpike and you go past Elizabeth, it smells like shit.
So it's like, what's all that pus coming out of your pussy? You're like, what are you talking about? I'm just sweating. That's my sweat.
But I'm sure if you're from Elizabeth,
I'm breathing. What are you talking about?
You smell it.
You don't.
No, you don't.
Maybe it's one of those
things. Okay, ready? I worked the slaughterhouse on Saturday, right?
Uh-huh.
And so you drive past the slaughterhouse, it smells like shit.
Mm-hmm.
You enter the slaughterhouse, you cannot smell anything because like your nose just adjusts to the smells.
Yes. You work in a slaughterhouse?
On occasion.
So you like butcher shit? You like kill animals?
No, I've never killed an animal. Oh, you know.
So what, do you just clean the machine?
Transport.
Well, so like Saturday, I carried a dead ant. You know, I'll carry the dead animals, and then I'll hang it on another hook, and then I'll break down the meat on that hook.
Wait,
and
you're
then
being
I put
serious?
It on, yeah, and then I'll put it on a table, and then another guy will like cut it. But it's for individuals, so it'll be like, it's all like black Muslims from the Bronx.
Oh, those are the good ones.
And they'll come into Jersey, and they'll go like, I need a sheep. And then you go, okay. And then sometimes like a Jamaican lady will show up, and she'll be like,
I need the oxtail, boy.
No, like, goat. Yeah, like she'll
give me the goat.
Like a kid will be sick and she'll just be like, hey, can I get some like turd, you know, some goat turds?
my boy, I got a cold. Let me get the turds.
There's something with sick kids and some type of Middle Eastern where they'll take like sheep's wool. They'll go, can we go get it? And we go, your kid's sick? Yeah, go ahead. And then
they go, yeah, it's for my kid, not for a condom. You know? Yeah, yeah, like I need the intestines.
It's kind of cute. And then
you ever take a little meat home for yourself?
No,
nice little fresh?
I actually, they only kill goat and sheep and I've never had goat or sheep. And I won't.
You never had like halal lamb?
No. I don't want to.
Is either. It because you deal with it at work?
I like them.
You leave
very
work
sweet.
At work.
They're like dogs, you know.
Yeah.
What?
You leave work at work?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's kind of that. Sure.
You look like you don't really. You look like you eat like specific things. Like, you look like you like mac and cheese only. And,
yes,
like,
thank you for recognizing the body. This you look is a, like this plain, is a bagel in the morning.
Yeah.
At 3 Oreos around 3 in the afternoon.
You eat like shit, but you have good metabolism and lucky you don't consume a lot.
And I do enough work.
Yeah. Slaughterhouse. Wow.
Yeah. That's still man work, though.
I would not picture him working in a slaughterhouse.
Me neither.
God damn.
Oh, yeah, I worked my slaughterhouse since I was 23, I guess. Yeah.
How do I get a job there?
I guess you could, yeah. I mean, the reason they call... Yeah, I don't want to give too much detail.
What do you want? Yeah. Do me a favor. Get the like, fuck out of here, all right? We don't got
not
the
everyone working there is like an upright citizen.
For me.
So.
For me. Yeah. Of course not, no. The guy's
there's
just
no more
porterhouse
left. Yeah. I took the porterhouse. Yeah. You want
I got the
tail?
New York strip steak and the porter in my truck if you wanted a couple of extra shekels.
Whose fucking rug is this? Stop praying to Mecca. I got to cut these fucking ox.
All right, start spreading the news. I love Doug. I want Doug in my pocket at all times. Oh, you guys and Scott. Everybody. Mm.
Well, you know, I think since you've already warmed up now, Figs.
No, I don't want to do it.
Well,
I already know you're going to do it. No, we're having fun. Let's do this one.
All right, fine. You know what?
Yeah.
You're co-host today. We can do that.
Yeah.
Did you want to do the Twitter of the Night or the Gunman?
No, let's go Twitter Night.
Okay, so we got a Twitter Night.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
Gentle lady.
Do it or no.
So we have a Twitter Night here. We were just talking about women not having the shaving capabilities back in the day that they have now.
No.
So we're going to take a look. We're going to take a look at a lady, an OnlyFans star with hairy legs and armpits, says she's made thousands from ditching the razor and plans to never shave again.
I just want to give you a little more information about
please
her.
Please do.
So she's 25. She started her OnlyFans. And then one of her fans said he'll pay her $7,000 if she stops shaving for a number of months. And so that's when she actually started doing it. And then another guy was like, I'll pay you $5,000 if you like shave this one part. So she's definitely like using that to make her money.
Oh, what a
cool here's one picture.
Oh, fuck me, man.
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
She's got a cute smile.
She's got a cute smile. Good hair. I like this pose. I like the little anklet.
Yeah, but what else is hairy on her?
Oh, fuck.
No, that is not a problem. That is
not a problem.
Yeah, that's
at
just winter.
It's called winter,
in love. It's called love, boys.
God damn
it's kind of nice.
Yeah, wait until you're in a long enough relationship where you have to yell at your chick for stealing your pajama pants all the time. That is a regular occurrence, buddy.
I don't know. This girl needs a little manscaped. Am I right, Doug?
That's right. Dude, the hairy legs thing, that's like... What I don't like about it is you're making it your gimmick. I don't want to date a girl who is a gimmick.
Yeah, but isn't that all? This whole article is for her brand.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
This is her fucking steez now. She's the hairy bitch.
Dude, that's fucking awful. Look at that.
Fine.
I think she's cute enough that it's okay. If she had like short blue hair, I'd be
Yeah, but notice how she's not showing
that's
her thighs because she understands no one would think that was sexy.
Oh,
like
she has a full bush.
Oh, she does.
Of course she does. Hairy
bush,
legs,
Shannon.
Of course she's got a full
prove
bush.
Prove it.
You have to pay to get to her OnlyFans, guys.
Charge sure something leaked.
Okay, hold on. If no one in the chat in the next 20 seconds has pictures of this girl's cunt, I will be shocked.
Something had to leak somewhere, this girl's hairy twat. Had to.
I guarantee you people have it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And then I think this is a great idea because now if push comes to shove and she really needs money, she could do a bidding war to shave it all.
Yeah,
yep.
She's
sell
a business
pieces of
woman.
The hair.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Fucking sell jars of pubes.
Yep. Oh, Christ.
Ooh, man. Everybody, this is how you sell tickets. Everybody, you fill up a room and then you light the pussy hair on fire and everyone could smell it in the room.
I don't know.
That's money, boys. That's
I feel like when you do that, like spirits are going to fly out and scream.
Yeah.
That's what the people want, man.
That's what the people want, dude.
So the crabs.
Is hairy boxes a no-go for you? Or just hairy legs?
Let me explain this to you.
Please.
What happened is... When I was younger, it was always shaved twat. It had to be shaved, no matter what.
That's
when
like
I was
kid
young.
Shit.
But then once I don't know what happened. Once I hit 30,
I don't know what happened. Yeah. People got jobs. They stopped caring about stupid shit.
That
like,
there you go.
That was her.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Also, 50% of the population look handicapped when they shave their pussies.
Like
some people shouldn't shave their pussies. They look awful.
Well, here's
the
thing.
A beautiful one. Let's go back to that pussy. Sorry,
hey, stop.
That's too much.
That is not too much. That is
too much.
A pussy. What we're looking at is a woman and her pussy. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's
we're looking
a woman
at a woman
and her pussy.
And her fucking hairy, disgusting, smelly
dude,
snatch. Get
if
the fuck
I had,
out of here, Scott.
Literally.
I'm not
exaggerating. If I had sex,
start
you don't have sex with girls who have pussy hair like that.
You're getting a shave.
Who are we fucking? That's excessive pussy hair? That's pussy hair. That's not even excessive. What, this bitch not shave for a week? Grow
Stop
up. What are you, 21?
Your pubes.
Look, she thinks she's interesting. Look at me. I'm a rebel. Bitch, you're a lady.
She's not.
Everybody looks like that.
She's a fucking
this
animal,
is how fucking
Scott.
Crazy
get the
we
fuck
are.
Out of here.
Scotty,
that is nasty shit.
Scotty,
right
guys
there.
Are paying. Guys think this is a fetish? Gentlemen, this is everybody.
Listen, it's all right if you like hairy pussy. Nobody's judging you, Scott.
No,
I'm just
that's
saying,
pussy. That's not hairy
He's
pussy.
So upset.
I have to.
Shannon, bring
Scott,
up hairy pussy.
I was going to say, I agree with Scott. That's just an Armenian lady.
Yeah, that's called pussy, dude.
That's a Sicilian.
Hairy
that's
pussy
that's
is like
super's daughter.
A problem. Hairy pussy, it starts hitting the thighs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, dude,
no.
You need to shave your thighs. That area, it's made
no,
for hair. If there's hair there, it looks normal.
All right, let me ask you this. You're clearly a gentleman that prefers a hairy snatch.
No, I don't
what
prefer
about,
anything. Just, I just...
All right, wait, let me ask you this.
He's a pussy.
Wait, let me ask you this. What about the hair around the lips?
Oh, I just haven't experienced that a lot.
The little coarse
See,
hairs. The, you ever had a box with a little coarse hair
you
that feels
more
like,
than
it feels like
very
you're kissing a black man's
like,
beard?
Like, yeah. I've been with women who like I know a lot of women have to like wax
oh,
their asses. Like, I've been with women
That's
who just
too much.
Don't have
Get
hair
the fuck
on their
out
asses.
Of here. No, that...
Yeah, because of around the asshole, you got to fix around your asshole. But the bush is... What do you do, man? That's life.
Is Listen. She laying on a cat?
Dude, it's not healthy to shave your pussy all the time. It's not. It's
where's
sensitive
the,
skin.
Where's the caps lock button?
These ladies are getting like cystic acne on their pussies to impress absolute losers.
Small
like, no offense, Doug and myself.
Listen.
We're fucking losers. We don't deserve for you to shave. You're torturing yourselves for Doug? The fuck out of
here. Here's the truth.
That's
good.
Crazy.
Here's the truth. It's good to
You want me to pay for
up.
Dinner,
this is
you shave that
this
butt.
Is things girls in their 20s do because they don't realize that it's not about... Like, this idea of impressing a guy with your pussy, you're trying to impress a retard. Nobody actually cares about your pussy.
Well, I mean, it's not...
Dougie,
not
Dougie. Dougie. Here's the thing, Dougie. Listen, here's the thing, Dougie. It's good to
Speaking
mix it
of
up.
Impressing Speaking. A retard.
Yeah, Why, at like one point, do I have to snap on this podcast because everyone goes like, no, pussy has to look like you're an 11-year-old.
No,
nobody's doing that.
Hold on, wait. No, no. What I said was, when I got older...
Hit him.
I imagine I don't mind the hair on the snatch. I don't.
It's not
I
a
used
matter
to
of
it.
Mind. It's like, you actually have to take
a
step back and go like... What, did society lie to us? It's not a matter
it
of
did.
Mind.
Yeah.
You have to just look at a picture of pussy with hair on it and not go, I don't mind. You have to go, oh, that is literally a pussy.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. I don't mind. What do you mean you don't mind? It's what it is, motherfucker.
Yeah, but you can.
Are you God? You don't mind,
Scotty. You can have
not mind, motherfucker.
But Scotty, if you don't,
no, we
if Shannon is the next
mind.
Picture.
What are you,
of
the inventor of pussy? You don't mind? What, are you a painter of pussy?
Shannon, if you don't pull up Scott's headshot for the next picture of pussy.
No, I'm not even like...
Wait, Scott, can I say, can I ask a question?
Pussy.
Scott, can I ask you a question?
The way people talk
Scotty.
About pussy...
He's real passionate
Scotty.
About pussy.
Well, because we become handicapped.
Let me ask you a question.
You're dealing with retards.
But do you like it every now and then when
no,
your girl gets a full
comedy
wax?
Comedy is based in reality,
like
right?
The fuck is
but
going
then
on, Scott?
Go, yeah, I'll be realistic. Pussy looks dumb when it's hairy. And you go... That's not realistic. Realistic is pussy.
I never said
and
dumb. I said disgusting.
Should we just pull That's up cocks
Scott,
or something?
I hate this shit.
Scott, you don't have to yell. Has the table agreed with you to begin? There we go. There's a picture
all,
of pussy.
Yeah, I don't know what he's yelling about. We all agreed.
Shot.
We kind of like we kind of like hair on a box. We all kind of agreed.
Well, here's Mike. Sometimes if it's excessively hairy, I worry that it's there to cover up something.
Herpes.
Either herpes or like a real like rough. A rough go.
Yeah, and then in Zach's situation, he's like, can we turn off the strobe light so I can figure out what's going on here? Can you stop the disco
like
ball
come on,
from spinning?
That is way
so
too
can...
much. That's
How
a
do you feel about that,
Scott?
No, it's fine. Well, so here's the issue, though. It's like there's a shadow going on where I don't know.
I don't
that's
think
not
that's
bush.
A shadow.
Yeah,
no.
That might be a huge cock.
I think that's hair.
I think that's a cuckold.
No, dude, there's no... that is not hair. That's like a...
That's right, a shadow.
I move for a truce.
No, it's just
I
pussy.
Think... Anything's acceptable as long as she has regular bathing suit on. It's not spilling out.
Yes. Fact.
Yeah,
you just have you have to look like a human being.
I agree.
You gotta do a high and tight around where the bikini area is.
Sure. Yeah.
If you're gonna wear that,
your private,
that's
man.
Nasty. Yeah, it's hard.
Don't
you can see the curls
privates.
In the ass? Look, you see little
so
curls.
So you're agreeing that that's terrible. Look how the water runs off of the fucking asshole hair. That is fucking nasty.
She's got nice abs though. Like you know, like it's cool. You know
she
what I mean?
Ripped,
like it's cool. But at some point, you know, all right, babe, shave it. Let's go. You know, let's.
Yeah.
You gotta mix it up.
Babe,
that's how you keep your partner happy. You gotta mix it up.
Enough of this feminist bullshit. Shave that fucking vagina.
Okay, so that's the thing. Now the armpit shit. I
no,
don't
that's
know about
disgusting.
That. You got to shave your fucking
horrendous.
Armpit, Scott.
Absolutely
your girl,
not.
Your girl grows big. Your girl has this. How do you feel?
Yes.
I mean, if it's like July and like we're going on vacation a bunch, I'm like, are you okay? Okay. But if it's December, why would
if
I give a
December,
shit?
It's December. That's okay.
Oh, in December, yeah, you're shaving that off too. People
from what I'm seeing, yeah, that's fine. What type of shallow retards do you? What are we talking about right now? Are we in middle school? Yeah,
but
of
what
course.
Do you think women
if it's
do?
The winter time, yeah, a girl's allowed to have her. What do I think? I know women. Yes, yeah,
Scott. If we were in middle school, this conversation would be much more intelligent.
We're older, jaded men now, Scott.
Question: have you ever been with a woman with a happy trail?
Yes.
Oh, what's that?
What is it? Latinas. They all have
a happy trail. Is where your pubes go up to your belly button.
So, yeah. No.
Yeah, I have. That's just a Latina girl. Yeah. Shout out to Latina. Yeah,
exactly. Your chin hairs, like, you know. You gotta go Latina. Honey, get the tweezers, please. Pluck that.
Italians are the hairiest I've been with, so that's interesting.
No, actually, Italians
have, like, the hairiest asses.
Listen.
Yeah, they got
off the record.
If they don't trim down, like, for at least, like, a week or so.
Yeah, so your problem is
you're saying Halle Berry's got a little happy trail there.
Maybe dealing with
it. Yes, yeah, I don't mind.
Now, here's the thing. Halle Berry could do anything she wants.
She can.
You know what I mean? So it's all about the situation.
Well, she's also playing a fucking cave bitch.
Is that a happy trailer? Or is that
I'm
like
pretty sure in the credits it said cave bitch,
exactly.
Halle Berry.
Yeah.
She didn't have a name.
I love how deep she got into it. Yeah.
She's also playing a fucking cave bitch.
Character actress.
Her pussy smell. Terrible on set.
She didn't wash for a month.
Did she have a happy trail on Monsters Balls?
No.
No?
Oh, okay. Well, in that MMA fighter movie, she didn't have a happy trail.
She didn't have a happy trail.
When he yanked it in a fucking... Make her tap out.
So my girl is an island girl, okay? Mm-hmm. She's from DR. But and cut this off. I don't want her to see this. Her wax lady during COVID was
killed
gone.
Killed herself,
right? Just fucking let it. So her bush grew for like 2 months.
Oh, fuck
and
me.
She's straight out of the fucking island. She's got thick hair. Mm-hmm. And I've been with girls where their pussy hair looks like that, where it's like soft hair. Like, my girl's pussy has, like, 5 o'clock shadow. Like, it is coarse.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's different. When I was eating her pussy, I'm getting pricked all over the face, and it's different.
Nobody
and it's fine.
That.
I don't care. I love my girl. Yeah. But then she got the wax done, and I was like, oh, my God. I felt like there was more pussy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's better.
Yeah. I'm going to go like with Thug. It's better.
It's fun
Scott,
to have a little
Scott,
fresh
we're not gay. More pussy. We're not gay, but
I think it
is what it is.
I hate to be this guy. I think it matters what she wants, because if she feels sexier shaved, the sex is going to be better.
100%.
100%. Yeah.
So I think it's just up to what she likes to look like.
Yes.
That's why you don't marry that
I mean,
one.
Wait, obviously.
That one you just date for a little while.
Yeah, I'm the only one
feels
here who
hair.
Couldn't
out.
Find their Manscaped. Somebody decided to dust it off after 2 months because we haven't fucked.
Someone wrote, the only way Scott would like pussy is if he had a dick. Good job, Racist Live
That's
Chat.
That's funny. But everyone knows the Racist Live Chat is full of incels and
racists. Yeah, man.
I mean, yeah.
I'm literally reading figs.
You sit here and then
gay.
You start like rating pussy and you go, what am I doing? Pussy's great. I'm not going to hang out with a bunch of losers and discuss pussy. That's not going to be what I'm doing.
Listen, pussy's great.
I'm not doing
no
it.
How you
I'm not,
have it.
Hey, I'm not doing it. I'm quit. I'm not talking about pussy with losers anymore.
Yeah, I mean, no one asked you to.
Next subject.
We were talking about cocks at first. I think,
not
were
you
we,
losers.
Were we dead. Measuring our nose?
Hey, listen. Man.
Tighter night.
Say what you want about those losers, but they buy a lot of fake drugs and dick pills.
Overall, I'm giving her tight. I like it. She's tight. Is there another girl that was tighter night, or was it just her?
Do you like drugs but wish they worked? Can you not get a boner or swallow pills? Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast.
Here's a Blue Chew. Have fun.
I can't. I miss Blue Chew, but it gave me it fuck up my nose.
Yeah, it fucks up. I got a free sample from it. Gave it a shot. My fucking nose just went. I'm like, dude, I can't fucking breathe out of my nose. What
the new
fuck
ones
is this?
Have the new ones we were doing have something that opens up that fixes that.
Yeah,
the mangoes are good. Yeah,
yeah, I hear they're good. I am a little afraid because the guy that distributes them, he walks in here, and he looks like he's fucking nuts. So I was like, I don't know if I want
to
do them.
Yeah, it's hard to get a fucking dick pills from a dude that looks like he slept under a car. Like, it's a fucking rough.
He was
one.
Wearing and-one basketball shorts. I was like, I don't think.
Yeah,
I want
with
these.
Sandals and socks.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, pal.
Typical fucking. Oh God.
Insert racist word after Dutch.
That shit fucking
insert racist term and have it tattooed across his stomach.
Typical fucking beep. Oh man, they're going hard here in the live chat.
Yeah,
full on Bush. full on bush. Some girl is rubbing her clam. This is nice.
There's nothing wrong with full bush.
Or they're post?
No, they're posting. They're just posting chicks. Posting
oh, there was an actual female in the chat.
Oh, no.
No, no, that doesn't
the
exist.
The guy who posted it, his name is Runaway Slate.
Yeah.
That's his name. He just has a girl massaging her box.
Yeah, that
shout out. That's what freedom
slave
is, man. Yeah, that's what freedom looks like.
It's his cousin.
That was an alt-rock song from the 90s, right? Runaway Slave.
Runaway slave never come.
Runaway slave never come back. Gonna cut off your foot.
Cut off your foot?
All right, what else?
What was that other thing you were going to talk about?
I wanted to talk about this one. Uber passenger who mistakenly thought she was being kidnapped shoots driver, is charged with murder.
What?
Jeez.
So she gets in the car. I'd imagine. Now, I'm going to project here because that's what I do.
Yeah.
I'm going to take, this is the kind of chick who's constantly afraid of being kidnapped.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you know who's really good at getting kidnapped? Girls who always talk about getting kidnapped.
Yeah.
If you ever meet a chick that's like, I don't know if I want to go there, I might get... I knew a girl who used to say scooped up a lot.
Really?
But yeah, I'm afraid just like guys in a van are going to scoop me up, and then like the next day would be like, oh my God, I was walking home last night and a van full of guys tried to scoop me up. And I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure they just... it was, you met a Puerto Rican.
They were just moving a couch at midnight. That's all. It's fine. Nobody's trying
but
to
I would see have, a group gonna, of men hit on me.
Yeah.
And like all be interested and okay with it.
I'm going to take a wild and I could be very wrong here.
It's like they were all going to get me.
I could be extremely off base here, but I'm going to say this is the kind of chick who has a fear of men and being abducted.
For sure. Do we have a picture of this fatso?
Hey, relax.
I already know she's got to be a big girl.
Nope.
I told you.
Oh, no.
I fucking told you.
Oh, no.
I told you.
I told you.
So tell us Shannon, can you give us some background here?
He's like the old detective. It's like he was right. He was the way he did law enforcement was correct.
He did tell us.
Like, he was right. Told you to go to the house. Told you'd be buried in the backyard, didn't I?
I told you. Check the cabinet.
You thought you got to shave a pussy? You liked it? Yeah.
I told you.
You're watching I Told You on TNT. Characters
I tell you,
racist.
Scott, you shave that pussy a little bit, you feel better.
You feel better about everything.
Feel like a man.
My kid is sick. You got any oxygen?
You should shave your pussy. Trim your pussy. I don't like shaving. You trim things.
All right, we're going to get
Scott started. Let's go before Scott goes on another fucking rant about hairy
twats. If it's 4 inches, does it really even matter? Yes. How much hair is on?
Well, it's a skin thing.
Yeah.
Be nice to your skin, dude.
Sorry, guys. I told you a Doug Urim on TNT has been canceled after he called Dr. House a British faggot. Why do you talk like that? We're limping. I know that ain't real.
Doug Urim is canceled because he called the good doctor a dumb tard. He called his fucking retard. He's doing the brain fucking microscope. Get the fuck out of here. It's retarded.
He called him an English pickle smoocher.
I'm the doctor. Doug is like, you gotta give this kid a fucking train set. Get him the fuck out of here.
How do we listen to this guy? He's limping everywhere. What are you, fucking nuts? You think you'd fix that up a little bit?
You talking about house?
Oh yeah, what did I say?
He's just fucking guy.
His foundation.
He's gonna cure my cancer. Get the fuck out of here.
He's got a shaky head. I don't know.
Don't want him off right now. Breaking Bad. Who the fuck is that?
Doug Urim was canceled.
So tell us about it, Shannon.
So her name is Phoebe Copas. She's 48. She was visiting her boyfriend in Texas. She was taking the Uber to go and meet him after he got off of work at a local casino in El Paso. When she was in the car, she said that she started to see signs that they were approaching the border to Juarez, Mexico. And she kept seeing the signs. It doesn't say that she ever said anything to the Uber driver. She just went into her bag, took out her pistol and shot him.
Amazing.
Wow. There is no evidence that he went off of the path of where he was supposed to be going. She just got this in her head and she killed him.
Wow.
This is the Uber driver.
Let's see him. Oh, yeah. Shoot him.
Oh, no. He sounded like Peter Griffin a little bit there. I don't know why. Like, all right, yeah. Yeah, I'll kill him. He's dead.
All right, shoot him.
Yeah, all right, shoot him.
How far were they away from the border? Because if it's like 50 miles, it'd be pretty funny.
It doesn't. It says that they weren't near it. It doesn't say how far away
how
they were.
How can you find
it.
Out how far El Paso is from the border?
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking close.
Yeah, you could walk there.
Yeah. Like 20 miles?
El Paso.
Yeah, no,
El Paso because it's right there.
Yeah, literally right there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know geography. I apologize.
It says it's a 5 miles or 15-minute drive.
So pretty much, if you're in that town, you're going to pass a sign
that says Mexico
so
here.
So Mexico this
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
So maybe, she got a little nervous.
Maybe, she did. Yeah. She got a little...
Maybe he's like, we're going to make a little detour.
I got to stop at my uncle's house, you know?
In the head. Whoa. What you want to say? Don't worry.
Have you ever had an Uber driver take a detour?
Oh, I've definitely gotten frustrated where you. I go, that's not... I'm very much follow my directions, you know? Mm-hmm. I like my apps.
I've had a couple times and be like, I need to go to the store.
Get the what? Out of here.
Yeah, if you're coming back from the... If you're going to Brooklyn from Jersey... A lot of them, if they don't have the T license plate, usually they'll fight you about it and not want to go because they can't pick up people in Jersey.
Right.
But then even when they do have it, I had a guy flip out and be like, I got to go get cigarettes. I got to go to the gas station. And he like he made it like a whole day.
So do that shit before you take the fucking trip.
What kind of cab was this? Was Uber?
This was an Uber coming back from my grandmother's funeral a few years ago. And then the guy started telling me about how his brother just died. I was with my wife in the car. And I pretended to fall asleep. And she knew I was pretending to sleep. While amazing. He told my wife the story of how his brother just died. And then the guy literally goes, oh, he's asleep. Let him sleep. Let him sleep. Let him sleep. He said his grandma died. And my wife had to talk to this guy for the full hour. While I was fake sleeping and giggling. Going,
that's amazing. That's fucking fantastic. Fucking stop at a fucking rest stop before he drops you off. Get the fuck out of here.
We had to give him directions to a gas station and a bodega to get fucking cigarettes.
Oh, fuck him. Should have done that before the fucking ride.
Can't you report that and get a free ride? That sounds like a free ride to me.
Oh, buddy. I write a lot of Karen emails. I get my Uber credit. So my Uber rating went down. I had a perfect for a while, but I think because I fall asleep in cars all the time, they think I'm hammered. But really, I'm just like an infant. And if you put me in the car, I'm lulled. I'm lulled to rest.
Yeah.
Because Lewis just posted a thing that you can check exactly how many one stars you have.
Whoa.
I think I have 9 one stars.
Whoa. How the fuck does that happen? What
you think
it's
maybe
you
snoring? You think you hit the thing you're just fucking
snoring?
Yeah,
you get the deets or no?
No, I just get a one star. I've gotten emails from Uber before where they said, you've gotten a one star. Please, you know, reassess our rules for being a good passenger. Usually I would say it's because I'm asleep and I'm snoring in the back. But I don't think that's like...
That's
There's
nice
nothing wrong with
do.
That. I mean, it's a fucking...
Yeah, man. I think it's... I think they're being like... It's not racist because you're not a race, but whatever you are, it's
do
that.
Do you think they're being a little fast?
I've also seen...
Yeah, there's a little of that. Yeah. Like they're like looking at you and it's just... It's just like they're so inconvenienced that it's you in their car. Yeah. This, you know,
so on
punk
multiple
rock
occasions,
planet or whatever you are.
This is very funny. This happened to me the other day coming home from the Alamo. The Uber driver pulled up, looked at me, and I watched him go, no. And just keep driving.
That hurts.
It happens to me a lot.
Of course.
That happens
hell.
To me like, whew. I would say once every few months. I watch an Uber driver look me up and down and just go, no.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
God damn.
I think they assume I'm broke, and I'm not going to tip.
But the ride's already paid for.
Yeah, but they live off that. The tip is they live or die on that tip.
Tip,
dude.
Uber tip.
Tip. I never tipped an Uber.
I never
ever.
Tipped the Uber guy.
I
wait, what? You know, I thought you were supposed to tip the Uber guy.
The Uber Eats guy. But
yeah,
not
yeah, that
the
guy.
Uber.
I tip.
Wait, Uber driver? Don't you?
Uber drivers make shit, dude.
No, I thought you tipped them.
Dude, I've never tipped them once.
They kissed my ass.
Yeah, fuck them.
Really?
They make
a percentage of the ride.
They get a percentage of the ride, but it's not. And I think they don't get gas.
What?
I think
they
don't
pay for your fucking car.
Go to college,
dude.
Dude,
I did a courier service during the pandemic in my own car.
You ordered Indian food?
Destroyed my car. I just ran the car into the ground. I mean, these people, like, they're killing their cars doing this job.
No, but won't Uber pay for your fucking car?
Oh, yeah, if you get like a certain
Uber or some bullshit.
Yeah, in Vegas, they're all Teslas because they rent them out for it.
Yeah.
There's so many fees with Ubers. I thought that, you know, that's.
Yeah, now they want a tip on top of that. Fuck them.
Fuck those curry heads. What did you say before? I forgot what you said. Anyways,
Christ.
Son of a pussy. No, couriers. Wait.
Well, I have. So my neighborhood's all Middle Eastern, so I have to tip because I'll get the same guys.
Oh, no.
No, you think it's the same guy.
Oh, no. No, they... my friend, I live up the block. I get you all the time. And I'm like, all right, I hope I tipped him last
night. My friend, you, where do you get those leggings? Etsy? Yeah. I like them, my friend.
I have a magic carpet. Will look great on you.
Very good. Please don't sleep, my
friend. I have a guy that lives in my building that I'll call the Uber, and I'll watch him run out of the building and jump in his running
car. You ever cancel it just to break his balls? Like, no, you see him running out? Cancel. In fuck and out. You.
On a rainy day?
I had an Uber driver get out the shit once.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he picked me up. He had an SUV. It was all open windows.
He shit in the car?
And I'm like, that's weird. He was like, winter. And I'm like, that's weird. And the whole ride, like the first 2 minutes, he was, Oh, no. My friend, I should not have accepted the ride. I have...
My friend, I do shit by accident.
I have stomach problems. And he's just in there going, ugh. And I'm like, this guy's going to shit in the car. And then we're driving by like a random fucking like carpet store. And he goes, my friend, he owned this store. I stop in real quick. I stop in very quick. And he just left me in the car with his phone in the car running.
That's a dealership.
It took like a 20-minute dump.
Hell, man.
I also had an Uber driver get out and piss in the street.
No.
Yeah, driving through Manhattan. Open his door and just piss in the sidewalk in like a sewer grate.
Dude, these guys are retarded. Exactly. Why would you not do this all before you pick someone up?
Well, that was back in the day. That was an Uber share. That was a shared ride, so yeah. I think he didn't realize he was just going to keep picking people up that day.
Yeah.
Zach, do you think because your rating is low, you're getting the lower end Uber driver who shits in his car and pisses?
I'm still like a 4.75 or like a 4.8.
I didn't know you could find that out.
Yeah, there's like a whole thing you could do.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, I'm still like a 4.8. I'm not like really lowly rated.
Okay.
Huh. I don't talk to him. I pretend like I'm on a phone conversation, dude. So I don't have to talk to him.
But
the
that's
driver.
The thing about, I think, UberX, there's the next one that's under it.
Mm-hmm.
You could select don't talk.
Yeah.
If that's the best. You could select. You could go, how do you want your temperature? And do you want to talk to the guy? And you could just go, nope.
Cold. Yeah, yeah. You can pick temperature and interaction. Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Yeah. I had no fucking idea.
Yeah, you gotta pay a little extra scratch for that.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. I'll stick to my fucking method. Pretend I'm on a phone call.
Did you guys used to fuck with Uber Share?
What's that?
With the shared rides?
No, I'm not sharing a ride with nobody.
It's been some dark times.
I used to do those a lot, and they're always so fucking funny.
I hate them.
Because the deal is, you have to usually walk a block or two.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I've ever been in it with a black chick, she has lost her mind that she has to walk the block. And every single one of them does the same thing. They go, I ain't walking. I'm pregnant. You gonna make a pregnant lady walk, motherfucker? Every time.
Hold on. I gotta sit next to this juggalo looking ass, motherfucker. Hell no. Hell no. My pussy hairy as fuck.
I thought he was gonna kill me. I jumped out of that motherfucking cab. Baby or no baby. I left my kid in the fucking cab.
Doug hasn't smiled this much the whole episode.
I had an Uber driver pick me up for a share.
Finally, somebody can talk about here. Wrestling shit I don't get.
Sees me, puts on 9 Inch Nails, 2 black chicks get in the car, and he just puts on hip hop and ignores me for the rest of the ride.
What a piece of shit.
Oh, I've had so many of them. Dude, I was in an Uber share with an Asian couple, and the guy was hammered, and the girl was obviously trying to get rid of him, and he thought he was going home with her. So she just gets out at her stop, and she goes, take him here. And the guy's like, huh? And then she just runs. And now I'm in the car with this dude who's hammered. He goes, I was going home with her. And the guy's like, friend, where are you going? He goes, and he just named the hotel. And he goes, what's the address? And he goes, I don't know. And he's like, this guy's arguing with him that he needs to drive him there. And he's like, my friend, she only pay for one ride. One ride. I've had so many good ones. I had a lady cry because I was getting dropped off first.
She cried?
Yeah.
White bitch.
No, Russian.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hardcore Russian.
Usually
I remember.
Russians are tough.
No, she was just being Russian. They're always crying.
Yeah.
She was... I was coming here.
Why you came first, not me?
I was coming here, so Village. She was going to 53rd Street. And she goes, why he get dropped off first? He's not fair. I get his daughter. And then there was a lady driver, and she goes, well, he's closer than that. She goes, no, but I get in first. You call Uber, tell them he's not fair.
Not understand.
I no get there till 3 p.m. I be late. I lose my job. Tell him no. And then she looks at me, she goes, tell her, drop me off first, then you second. You come back. And I'm like, lady, that's going to add an hour and a half to my day.
Listen, I do like your leggings, but please, I don't want to.
Not fair.
Dude, my Uber share stories were of nightmarish proportions. Remember Sebastian? Did I ever tell you about Sebastian?
No.
No.
I get an Uber drunk coming home from my buddy's house in Greenpoint, and there's this kid next to me who's hammered.
Yeah.
And he keeps falling asleep and waking up and asking me what I do. But I don't want to, like, talk to him.
Right.
So I just, I'm like, oh, I'm a sound engineer. Mm-hmm. Or I say I work in broadcasting. Mm-hmm. It was, oh, okay. And he falls back asleep. He goes, what's the name of your record company you own? And I'm like, I don't own a record company. He goes, no, you just tell me you own a record. And he's about again. And then he wakes up and asks me if I want cocaine.
Nice.
Oh.
And I'm like, no, because I figure that's not the time to do that.
Yeah.
And then he starts telling me about his life. His name is Sebastian. And this is, I don't think this is what he does to me. He goes, hey, if there's anything you need on the ride, just, you know.
Yeah.
And then he goes up my whole thigh to my dick.
Yeah, you get closer.
And makes eye contact with me.
He was awake then, huh?
Yeah.
Well, right up. He's like, I'm going to fuck this dude.
And then he's like, you can come back to my house and have dinner with me and my wife.
Oh, you should have. Did you? No, son of a
bitch.
No,
you can't. You can't trust that guy. That guy all of a sudden wakes up and murders you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. That was all that was a shtick.
Yeah, they call that a shtick.
That's a shtick where I'm from.
Like, guy acts all gay with you and then punches you in the nose right after he kisses you.
Sleepy gay, huh? Yeah, I've heard of this shtick before.
Go in there, there's five guys with baseball bats and pool cues to beat your fucking ass. I told you he was a queer. Bang.
4.7 rating, yeah. Huh? Gosh.
Now you can't suck dick.
Fuck is that? Circle snake. Circle snake.
This world knows what Mike thinks.
Oh, no, no. Why? Why are you going to set me up for this?
All right, I need all your help.
All right, world news with Mike Figgs. Our first story coming out of Canada. The Montreal air quality is the worst in the world today after Quebec forest fires. We're going to speak to the prime legionnaire of Montreal, Jacques Savoie, and I'll see his press conference right now. Feed us in, Shannon. Jacques Savoie.
Hello? Hello. Yeah, this man is Jacques Savoie. It's unbelievable here in Canada. I cannot believe what happened there. Can you remind me one more time of what happened? I cannot believe it. Unbelievable here in Canada.
It's the air quality is the worst it's ever been after forest fires in Quebec.
That's right. Forgot.
The paper is right in front of you.
I'm so distorted because of all of the wildfire, and it's unbelievable. You can even hear it through the microphone, and it's not clear. It is unbelievable, but, you know, at least my wife, her pussy is very hairy. She's here with her doctor, Scott, who did not shut the fuck up about it. Here he is. This is the doctor, Mr. Scott from the Slaughterhouse. Scott, go ahead.
Now, Prime Legionnaire.
Don't put this pin on me, motherfucker.
Yeah. Prime Legionnaire, Prime Legionnaire Jacques, are you nervous about your wife's hairy pussy with these forest fires? Are you worried about her igniting?
It is definitely you know, a question. Because she likes to have her pussy close to the forest at all times. I do not know why. It is a Canadian thing. It is how we extract the maple syrup. We have a hairy pussy next to the elk tree.
I was going
to
say, is the maple syrup making these fires burn quicker?
You know, that could be a possibility. I did not think of that.
And are you afraid of the ultimate danger of Canadian forest fires? Flaming moose.
Oh, no. That would be a devastating day if the moose was to go on fire.
And are you worried if the fire continues to go westward, we will have a baked Alaska?
Oh, that is... I can't sleep at night because I'm constantly thinking about the baked Alaska. Unbelievable.
All right.
Unbelievable.
We go to our next story in Italy.
What is this bit? Just make him want to kill himself? This is terrible. Make him go home and regret this 5 minutes? Why you do this to him? What is this bit? Make him want to die?
It's called psychological warfare.
You know, I love funny? It. Yeah. Holy shit.
Big saw that written on the paper the whole time. It was like, please
no,
don't.
No, no.
That's why Zach was.
Yeah. Dude, it's like world news with Mike Figgs, and he starts typing, and he's just typing a map. He has to find out a map and go, oh, that's where the place... He doesn't know where the place is.
I was apologizing to the group.
Dude, we were talking about the fucking wildfires in Canada, which affected this city.
It did.
It literally has never happened to this city before.
I crushed it.
And then you were like, what happened again?
And I was like, throw it to Scott.
We were like, the wildfires. You're like, I don't recall.
I'm trying to get you guys involved, okay?
This is a bit we do on the show. This is a bit we do on the show with Face called, hey, Miss Robbie yet?
Where's he, man? Where's he been?
I don't know. Fuck no.
He's a great dude. We love him very much.
I like Robbie.
Robbie's a man. All right. Italy. Australians warned about walking around European towns in their bikinis while on vacation. I don't understand this story. So where are you going to go? Shannon, is there any information about it?
Yes. So what they were saying is that in the summer that the tourists come, they go to the beach, they wear their bikinis, and they wear those bikinis as they're walking around town. And they hate that, and they can fine them up to $600 for not being dressed appropriately.
All right, so here to comment on this story is the Italian Minister of Suitable Outerwear, Antonici Guadalajari.
Hey, how you guys everybody doing? What's going on? I'm here. Yeah. I'm
he's
in
a
Italy.
Brooklyn Italian. I thought he was in Italy.
No, I thought he was going to be from Italy, Italian, too.
I'm fucking from Italy. Listen, I'm here with my good pal, fucking Doug Urin, and we're having a good time. We've got cash, and all these girls are walking around with their fucking skinny fucking bikinis. You know what? No hair in their bush.
Yeah, I was going to say, is the fine larger if their bush hair comes out of the sides of the bikini?
100%.
And we've been discussing that on a very popular podcast.
Get out of here. No fucking way. Listen, if they got hair... I'm not paying for that shit. Shaved clams here, right? This is my buddy Doug. Doug, what do you got to say about it?
Any man who sits there and says a hairy vagina is normal is not a real man.
Listen, fucking gay.
Trim your vagina.
What the fuck is this?
Very
you
gay.
Can let me see your passport. Yeah. You're in Italy now.
I'm a terrorist. I'm flying my unshaved pussy hair plane into your building right now.
Holy, you see that? What the fuck is that over there, Doug? Look, it's a fucking...
It's a hairy plane, and it stinks like a dirty vagina.
Now, all right, world news of Mike.
An unkept Italian cunt.
Yeah, and so that's world news with Mike Fix. Thank you so much. We just have one more story from Jamaica. From Jamaica, U.S. couple celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary are stabbed to death in Newton, Jamaica. Or is it Newtown? Newton, Jamaica. We are live with the murderer.
Yeah, it's like the fig.
I don't know what a good fake Jamaican name is.
Russell, boy. My name Russell.
Antoine Russell.
That's right. What's up, boy? Hello, it's your boy, Russell. May your everybody getting stabbed. Crazy near here, Pony Jamaica. No. Unbelievable, boy. Put up my music, I can't hear myself, Natalie.
I can't look at him.
I'm here with both my Jamaican friends.
This is like MK Ultra, or something. Like you just, like, push his brain to like a place that it can't go.
Oh my God. A punchline.
It looks Shannon behind the thing taking notes. Okay, he's reacting this way.
Breaking up McConaughey anymore? Antoine.
What was the reason for you stabbing this couple, and was everything not Irie?
Boy, me take him on the car, boy. Let me tell you, me take him on the car. Me try to tell him a story about where he come from. Barty boy pretend he fall asleep. Can you believe that? Can you believe it? I'm trying to say, wake him up. The girl like, he don't wake up. I said, where he get his short from? Etsy? Barty boy, one stomp on me. So me said, blood clot. Me said, blood clot. And then one stomp me, bad boy. Fat.
It's whatever his eyes are on. It's fucking...
You know, then me drive past a Dunkin' Donuts and you wouldn't believe it. A gay man in a slaughterhouse.
It's like just watching the nervous parts of Robin Williams.
I was about to see what was going to happen.
You know, everything was Irie because I remembered I had mints in the glove compartment, sponsored by Mint. Tape measurer.
Well, that was Antoine Russell. That was world news with Mike.
Tape measure.
We're going to end it here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I want to thank our guest, Doug Yerum.
Thank you,
guys. Scott Chaplin.
Scotty, you're the man.
Mike Figgs, thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you on Wednesday on The Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.